the plaintiff and sale of drugs?
They were selling synthetic weed out of the car.
How do you know that?
Because I bought for them.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Brittany Martin is suing her former manager, Donna Youngblood, for the return of car payments and insurance payments for a vehicle she was purchasing.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom. Hello.
Now, it's case number 382 on the calendar, the matter of Martin versus Youngblood.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
All right. You had a car. The car had payments on it. You decided to get a new car. You needed somebody to take over the payments on the old car.
Yes,
so far, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You worked out an arrangement with her where you agreed to pay her a certain amount of money every month that would cover the car payment that she had to make. Was it to a bank or to a dealership?
It was to a dealership.
To a dealership. You had the car for how many months?
5 months.
5 months. According to you, you didn't, in fact, make 5 months' worth of payments.
Yes, ma'am.
And the defendant had the car repossessed.
Yes, ma'am.
You say that she had the car repossessed because she didn't make the payments. You were paying her and she wasn't paying the dealership.
Yes, ma'am.
You want those payments back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ms. Youngblood says that that's not true. She was paying the dealership and the car was repossessed for another reason. She says that she had the car repossessed because you were letting an unlicensed driver drive the car and you were selling drugs out of the trunk of the car. So she said that violated the spirit of your agreement, although that wasn't initially your agreement. Initial agreement was that she would pay you $440 a month?
$420, Your Honor.
How much was your car payment?
$420.
Show me. In what month did you take over the car payment?
In June 2013.
So you took it over June, July, August, September, October, November. It was repossessed?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to show me the car payments to the dealership June, July, August, September, and October.
They're all in there, Your Honor.
There was a payment here of $375.
Mm-hmm. I had to wait almost 2 weeks to get the rest of the payment from her. I can't continue making the payments every month. She would give me half. I would wait another week till her girlfriend got paid for the other half. Therefore, I would have to make it out of my account to make the whole payment.
Okay. It appears that she may have made some late, but she made her payments to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I made the payments to the car dealership.
Okay. She made her payments to you, which was your agreement, $420 a month. Are you going to tell me why you had the car repossessed?
Yes, ma'am. The car was in my name, Your Honor. And the car was being dogged. It was having illegal drugs stored in it and sold out of it.
Well, tell me about that. Did you witness that?
I didn't witness it, but my witness did.
Well, I'd like to hear from your witness. Tell me your name.
Tiffany Alexander.
Tell me what you know about the plaintiff and sale of drugs.
Yes, ma'am. They were selling synthetic weed out of the car.
Who was?
Brittany Martin and her girlfriend, Ashley.
How do you know that?
Because I bought for them.
When?
The last, most recent one I tried to was in November. They said that they were not in town, that they wouldn't be back in town for a while. Before that, it was in August.
Tell me about the transaction in August.
I got...
Look at me. Don't look there.
Yes, ma'am. $20 worth. And
where?
Where did I receive it at?
Yeah.
At my place of employment.
Tell me how it came about.
The person who I normally got it from was out at the time, and I had been told that she had some. So I texted her and asked her if she had
how
any.
How did you have her number?
We worked together. And she wasn't working at the time, but I texted her and asked her if she had any. She said yes, and she brought it to me where I was working.
Well, tell me how she gave it to you.
She came in, she walked into the bathroom, and I followed her in. I gave her the $20, and she gave me the product.
You know how she got there?
Yes, ma'am.
How?
In a blue car, blue four-door.
And how do you know the defendant?
She was my manager. She's still currently my manager.
When did you tell her about this?
Right after I found out that she was being sued.
Why did you tell her about it?
Because she knew. Well, actually, I did not know whenever that she was being sued at the time.
Well, then why would you tell her if she's your manager?
Because she is a friend of mine, and I didn't want anything to happen to the car because I knew it was in her name.
Oh, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I believe if you get a supply of drugs that you want, you can't get them from your pushers, but you can find them from somebody else. You don't turn that person in because you're worried about a blue car. Sit. So she was courting to you. Not that I believe her. I'm not so sure. I don't believe that it's true because I'm watching these two together. Are you a licensed driver?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
So you were the other one that she's talking about, yes, who was driving the car. What were you doing driving the car?
I was going to and from work.
You can't do that. See how easy that was? It was easy with us sitting down. I knew I'd get the truth with us sitting down. So this is the story. I don't even have to ask you if you were selling drugs out of the car. Care. I mean, it's not that I don't care. I certainly wouldn't ask you to inculpate yourself in a crime. What I do care about is, while the car is in her name, you let an unlicensed driver drive the car with your permission. And even though that was not part of your original agreement, that I would not let an unlicensed person drive the car, that's one of those things that we accept, just like you wouldn't say, we're going to make this deal and I won't text and drive when I'm driving your car. That's another dumb thing people do. Or I won't swallow a live goldfish while I'm driving your car. Certain things are sort of accepted within the purview of what is reasonable conduct. And letting an unlicensed driver drive a car is unreasonable. So she had the right to repossess your car because it's in her name.
Even though we had an agreement and everything like that?
You did have an agreement. What didn't you understand that I just said to you? I just gave you a whole 5 minutes worth of a law degree. She's not allowed to drive. If she got into an accident and killed somebody and the car is in her name and she's an unlicensed driver, the insurance company is going to disclaim their responsibility under the policy and they're going to garnish her wages from now until the next millennium.
After Donna told me not to let her drive the car, I did not let her drive the car. It was in the beginning when I took over payment.
That's not true. She told me to let her drive the car to and from work.
Yeah, it was and then when Donna said not to let her drive it anymore, I stopped letting her drive it. And she would have to have her mom come pick her up for work, or I would have to leave work to take her to work and then come back.
And in what month was that?
That was like August.
Okay. So for 2 months, you were doing something that was against the law in the car. And did you tell her not to let her drive the car again?
Yes, ma'am, I did, because I asked them to get her a driver's license.
Just a second. And after you asked her not to drive the car again, did you ever see her driving the car again?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
When?
All the time. Any time that they would come up to the stripes, it would be Ashley coming to pick Brittany up to work from work. It would be Ashley bringing Brittany breakfast up there at work. It would be Ashley bringing everything up to the store for Brittany and picking her up and stuff. Ashley continued to drive the car the whole time, ma'am.
You're not entitled to any money back. Go get your own car in your own name. Then you can do whatever you want with it.
But I mean, I have text messages from her saying...
Listen to me carefully. I just told you. You're not getting any money back from her. You did the wrong thing, and you had the use of the car for 5 months. I don't feel sorry for you.
But I could have used that money to get a different car.
You absolutely should have. If you were going to break the law, you absolutely should have, and not put her future at risk. Absolutely, that's what you should have done, but you didn't. Goodbye.
Excuse me, step out.
I brought an eyewitness that worked at the stripes with her, that got it in the bathroom, and they walked back out to my car. They brought it in from my car and walked back out to my car where it was stashed.
I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't even know what they're talking about. As far as I know, I think it's pretty much a bunch of quiz. I don't even know about it. Why would I take it into my own job? Like, come on, that sounds stupid. She just, like, made herself look dumb.
No good deed goes unpunished.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Marinakis versus Sims. Step forward.
Angela Marinakis is suing her former tenant, 22-year-old Carrie Sims, for damaging her property while she was out of town.
Ms. Marinakis, according to your complaint, you rented the defendant part of your condo. How did you meet her?
I met her at a bar, a local bar. She was dating somebody that my sister used to be friends.
Had you known her very long before you rented this place to her?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so she moved in. Shortly after she moved in July, you went on a 2-week vacation. Your complaint alleges that when you came home from this 2 weeks away, you found the place destroyed.
Yes,
you want $5,000 from her.
Yes.
She says she didn't do any damage.
I have pictures.
Show me the damage.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you see that the computer was broken?
The computer worked fine every time I had used it.
She used it to make porn in my bed.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angela Marinakis says former tenant Carrie Sims damaged her property and partied in her home while she was out of town.
What spilled on the floor?
I don't know. I know a cat spilled milk on the coffee table. I don't know about the floor.
No, not a cat. This looks like nail polish.
Nail polish? I did paint my nails one day, yes.
You missed.
Oh.
And?
I don't believe I did.
Well, then why would you tell me that you painted your nails?
Well, I did paint my nails while I had been there. I am a girl. I do paint my nails from time to time.
Tell me, what happened in the bedroom closet?
Nothing. What bedroom closet? Her bedroom closet?
Well,
I didn't have a closet. I was in the basement.
What is this?
That's my bedroom closet where the shelf and the rack were. And I came home and it was on the floor and pulled out of the wall.
So you reinstalled another one?
It's a standing one right now.
Wait a second. So in your closet, there was a shelf. Mm-hmm. The shelf was pulled out and on the floor.
Yes, ma'am.
And you think that she did that?
There was nobody else in the house.
Doesn't have to be anybody else in the house.
My jewelry was missing out of that closet also. And the jewelry box was broken and on the floor.
And?
And there was no one else in the house to take my jewelry. Miss Sims has a drug
problem. I remember coming into my house in Florida in the closet, and I had put too many things on one of those long things that anchors into the wall. And when I came home, the whole thing had pulled out of the wall because it wasn't properly bracketed, and it left big holes in the wall. That ever happened to you? It's really very annoying. Did it ever happen?
No. Yes, it has.
It happened to me.
Your Honor.
What?
My jewelry box, the closet, it has like a wall that comes out. The jewelry box was in the top back corner, hidden because my really expensive jewelry was in there. The jewelry box was now on this side of the...
Let me explain something to you, madam. I would not rent my condo to a stranger that I met in a bar and go away for 2 weeks and leave my very expensive jewelry in my house. So if you think I'm buying that story, unless there's something wrong with your mind.
Well, she wasn't even supposed to move in. She moved in before she was supposed to.
You knew she was moved in.
Yeah, she called
you me. You knew she was moved in.
Yep, but she wasn't
so
supposed to move
in. So then what you do is you take your very expensive jewelry with you. If a perfect stranger, who now you tell me was unreliable about moving in, she wasn't supposed to move in, then she did move in. Nothing wrong with the bar, but not exactly a place where you would want to find somebody that you would leave things that you felt were important and precious with, unless it was somebody that you had developed a long-term relationship with. You knew their character, you knew their background, you knew other people that knew them. So
she
I'm
was,
not buying
well, that's,
it.
She was dating someone that was friends with my sister for many years. So I figured she was okay.
She was dating someone who was dating a friend of my sister. Okay, so we have nail polish on some furniture, on a coffee table, is that right?
Yes.
You have a bill for the coffee table?
No, I do not.
Well, it looks like it's a coffee table that's, what do they call that, plyboard? It's a veneer over it, but underneath it's sort of a composite. Somebody will write in and let me know.
Cardboard.
Yeah, cardboard. Close. Okay.
I just purchased that coffee table in April for $200.
I was going to give you $250. I'm glad you said it was $200.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If the cat had spilled milk and walked across the computer, he would have gone like this.
I should have.
She would never have known about it unless the computer was not functioning.
It's for you.
We the People makes court document preparation convenient and affordable. Save money on no-fault divorce, separation agreements, wills, or incorporating your business.
We the People, bringing justice to all.
A leading consumer research organization calls the Chevrolet Impala the best new sedan it's tested. It's the first time an American sedan has held that standing in 20 years. Available now at your Upstate Chevy dealer, ChevyUpstate.com.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angela Marinakis
says former tenant Carrie Sims damaged her property and partied at her home while she was out of town.
Go ahead.
And then I have an estimate for where she spilled it on the floor, because she spilled nail polish on the floor also.
I see a spot on the floor. And how much is your estimate for that?
$927.50. It has to, this floor has to be sanded. They can't get it off.
No, you could get it off for less than $927.50. What else?
She also spilled milk on my laptop and destroyed my laptop.
How do you know that?
She said she did.
No,
she
said
that she left.
Tell me about that.
When I came home and found my house destroyed, there was drugs and there was a white film all over my computer. And I was like, what happened? She's like, the cat spilled milk. Like, no, you left milk out and it got spilled. Either way, you are responsible. She's like, it didn't get on the computer. I'm like, look, it's all over the screen.
Whose cat is it?
It's my cat.
You were away for 2 weeks. Who was supposed to take care of your cat?
She agreed to take care of my cat.
Just a second. So you knew she was moving in?
Yep. The neighbor upstairs was supposed to take care of the cat the first week. And then after she moved in, I asked her if she could take care of the cats while she was there, which she didn't. I came home, there was no food, no water. The litter hadn't been changed. I had to rip up the carpet.
How did the computer get milk on it?
The computer had paw prints on it. They were white paw prints from the milk being spilled on the table. The cat had walked in it and walked across.
Just a second. What milk got spilled on the table?
It was my milk.
Well, then it's your problem. You have to take care of it. It's not the cat's fault. It's not the cat's fault. It's your fault if you left the milk near an open computer and the milk got spilled by the cat.
The laptop was closed. It was only on the top of it that the cat had walked on it.
Well, let me see proof that the computer is broken. Did you see that the computer was broken?
The computer worked fine every time I had used it.
She used it to make porn in my bed.
Listen to me.
Yes, there was
pictures.
Listen
to me. It's not what I asked you, and I don't care. Did you use the computer after?
Yes.
Then tell me about the discussion that you had with her, Ms. Sims, about the spilled milk on the computer. Then why would there even be a discussion? If the only thing that happened was the cat walked across it, you take a cloth and you wipe it off.
When she had come home, she had texted me every single thing that was wrong with the house, including the furniture, the nail polish, everything. I wasn't there. I had stayed over a friend's house the night before. So when she asked me about the cat, I told her exactly what had happened.
No, she asked you about, what did she ask you about the cat?
About the laptop. She asked
me about what did she say about the laptop?
I said that the cat had spilled milk and walked across it.
If the cat had spilled milk and walked across the computer, then what you would have done, since you knew about it, before you went to your friend's house, he would have gone like this.
I should have.
She would never have known about it unless the computer was not functioning.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. When did you purchase this Toshiba?
December of 2012.
Do you have the receipt for it?
I do not, but I have comparable units.
Want a comparable unit.
Okay. I don't have the receipt. I've moved 3 times since then, and I don't know where it is, but it was... I wasn't able to go to school last semester because of it.
Please. Bird.
Sure.
How much is, this was a Toshiba laptop computer, $1,000?
Wow. Easily.
$1,400. Anything else?
She owes me for rent. She never paid me the rent or the deposit. We agreed on $100 a week and $100 deposit. She never paid me any of that money.
How long did she live there?
Almost 2 weeks.
She owes you $1,400. What else?
She doesn't have to pay
What else?
Rent. Just the rent that she owes me. And
she owes you $1,400. Anything else that I have to hear from you? No. Good. Thank you very much. Judgment for the plaintiff.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... Their canines caused a commotion.
Mr. Lightfoot told me there's no doubt I can train these dogs.
This doesn't guarantee what you say it guarantees.
He gave me his word.
Next Judge Judy.
Miss Sims is a drug addict and a
and had sex in my bed, made porn on my computer.
I should have known from the beginning. People had warned me against her at the bar.
Had drugs in my house, parties, embarrassed me in front of my neighbors.
They are all just allegations. She was a very unstable woman.
There was pictures on my computer of her naked, as well as her tied up and hanging from a ceiling.
Now, the photos on the computer I did take.
There was pictures of her in my bed.
They were not in her bed. It was my old home. I had uploaded them onto the computer to send to a boyfriend.
I was so livid, I had to call the police because I thought I was gonna beat her to death.
She had told me I could use her computer and I had planned to delete them.
I think she got off really easy.
It was a horrible experience.
Don't rent to people you don't know.